right with me.
Right. You do kind of get attached to dogs.
Well, as the old saying is, a dog's a man's best friend.
That's right.
You can whip one, you can scold him, turn right around, speak kind word to him, you wag his tail and make up with you.
That's right.
That's one thing I miss about, you know, not being home, not having a dog around.
Oh, yes.
Because you do get real close to them.
Oh, yes.
Mr., what's that man's name that I went to see yesterday? Right. Mentioned that you did a lot of hunting. You still hunt?
No, I tell you, I lost my oldest boy, and him and I were just right together. And when you get older, you just don't, you get to where you don't want to kill anything.
Is that right?
And the last word he said to me, while we had made arrangements to go deer hunting, and he said, "Pop, I'll see you in the morning at 3 o'clock. And at 1:30 they come and told me he'd passed with a heart attack.
Is that right?
And I've never been hunting since. That's been, be 3 years ago this Thanksgiving.
What are those horns right up there from?
Well, those are what they, as you've heard of, longhorn steers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that there is, they come out of Texas.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, they must have been a big one.
Well, they growed, they were small steers, but they growed long horns. Now, you, I know you've seen the pictures of them. The largest and the longest horns I know, I believe they was 9 feet from tip to tip. They call the old steer old Geronimo. And he was a bear cat.
9 feet? He must have been huge.
Well, they didn't grow too large, the steers didn't. They wouldn't weigh over 1,000 pounds, but they was what they call a longhorn type.
You ever see any of those around anymore?
No, well, there's one or two ranches that's raising them, just for their horns. Because a set of horns like that now run around close to $1,000.
Is that right? Where did you get those?
Well, there was a Mr. Well acquainted with him. Come here and put in a pawn shop, and he went down in Texas and Oklahoma. He bought every longhorn he could find, just in the rough, and that's been 45 years ago. And he brought them here, and there's a fellow that followed the 101 ranch show, the name of Suits. He mounted them for him and cleaned them up. Oh, and he had 100 pair of them he had bought.
Those are pretty impressive looking.
Well, yes, they're just something that you don't find every day now, that's all.
Are your people from this part of the country, from Fort Smith?
No. My father was born in Florida. In Apalachicola. And my mother was born in Louisiana, in Bossier Parish.
Do you know how you spell that?
Which?
Bossier Parish.
B-O-S-I-E-R.
I see.